Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. I've got Eddie Scazzeri with me here today. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Yeah, this is the last one of before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Tomorrow, you are out, Jerry is out, and I'm going to hit the bricks right at 10 o'clock as soon as the show ends. So no podcast tomorrow other than the
warm-up.
The warm-up program, which I will do with CeeLo.
Mm-hmm.
I have two different things here I want to ask you if you believe it's possible that either of these are real.
Okay.
One, people who call themselves animal mediums. These would be people that claim they can communicate with your dog, with your horse, and tell you what they are going through and what they are feeling if you're having an issue with said dog or horse.
Is it possible?
In the
true meaning of what you're talking about, meaning they have some sort of psychic connection,
mm-hmm,
and can read the thoughts of animals. I would say that's a very small chance. There are people who claim to have the same ability with humans also.
Correct.
I would say also a very small chance. Is it outside the realm of possibility? No. I think that the people who claim that have certainly a greater perception of animals, maybe can read their body language better than others.
That's
and
true,
have
yeah.
studied it. Because you can tell a lot about a dog. Like, dog people wouldn't necessarily know that if you see a dog whose ears are back and, you know, and its tail is tucked. That's this warning sign. And it, of course, if it's snarling, that would be an obvious one.
Yeah, it's a good
even
warning.
Even to a non-dog person. But dog people can tell if their dog is afraid or if they're happy. You know, ears up, tail wagging, although the tail wagging is a pretty universal sign. But the ears tucked back and the tail tucked under, sort of cowering, that's a sign. So I think those people have a greater perception, perhaps, of animal body language, but or even vocalizations of animals. But a true mind reading, I would highly doubt that. I would put the possibility of that at, you know, 2%.
I don't know if they get like the animal community. They call themselves animal communicators, mm-hmm. I think, or animal mediums, whatever they are. I don't think they claim that they're reading the mind of the animal as much as the animal is communicating to them somehow telepathically,
yeah,
what they want and need and what the problem is. Because when I did a big podcast, shocker, about all my dog issues, many people reached out with the same woman, mm-hmm. who was a dog medium. And I did go to her website based on what everyone was saying. And she got like a waiting list. It's like, if you want to get on the waiting list, here's what you do. I'm like, well, ah. And then when I was Googling it just for S's and giggles, as they say, I came across many. If you just search on Google, mm-hmm. many different websites come up of people, mostly women, who claim they can communicate with animals.
Yeah, I would be highly suspect, although, because they do have those other abilities that I mentioned, it still might be worthwhile. However they are dressing it up, they still might be able to interpret things that the dog is doing as certain wishes or desires or phobias or, you know, whatever it is. So it could still be worthwhile. Let me ask, is she in your county?
No, I don't think so. This would all be like online video.
Oh, okay. Even more suspect.
Yeah, when I first got Whimsy, I don't know if you remember, a woman had reached out who was a dog medium,
mm-hmm.
and agreed to do it for me for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, oh, we'll video it and then we'll put it up. Mm-hmm. And we did it. And a couple things that I remember her mentioning. I really only remember two things. One, now listen, my dog was a racing dog, mm-hmm. was at the dog track. She said to me, she goes, Whimsy's telling me that she's seen many of her friends shot, which was surprising to hear. But I guess, is it possible if a dog is injured at, like, really injured at a track and they, you know, they go put the animal out of its misery?
Yeah, if it's an, yeah, I would say that is possible.
So possible.
I don't know that they shoot them.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but.
You know, they give them, you know, the injection, but mm-hmm. to put them down, but to actually use a gun.
Yeah.
And perhaps just a sort of economies, you know, they're not going to bother to, you know, if it's got a broken leg, which could be healed and mended, and the dog could be a wonderful pet for someone, not you, but for someone, you know, maybe they just don't want to deal with the expense.
Yeah.
You know, I know horses, because of how they live, if they break a leg, it's almost always they utilize them right there on the
track.
That's
wild.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just don't deal well with, you know, trying to mend a broken leg.
Yeah. Then the other thing is she said that the dog wants leg warmers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried that?
No.
Do you think Whimsy would tolerate you putting leg warmers on her?
You know what? I did buy Gina bought leg warmers.
Mm-hmm.
Gina goes, I'm going to, no, for the dog.
Oh, okay.
She's, I'm going to buy her leg warmers. And I just had them in my house. And when Whimsy one time did one of those things where she just licked at the same part of her leg until it got a sore.
Yes, yes.
I put the leg warmer on it to try mm-hmm. to stop her from doing it. She didn't seem to love the leg warmers.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's all I remember getting out of it.
Yeah, is it possible? Sure, I suppose. But I would be highly suspect of a true mental telepathy.
Yeah, because even the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, he's more about dog behaviors,
right?
He's not saying your dog wants to, you know, would love a fluffier bed. He's not saying that.
Right, and your friend Bob, he does not like your friend Bob.
You know, he's heard Bob say bad things about him. But he'll do more like behavioral things, like like you were saying. You see what the ears back or the tail is in this position, and look how aggressive your dog's being towards this. Or so he's not communicating with the dog.
No, he just is an expert at dog communication.
Yeah, what dog behavior.
Yes, and what the dog is sort of signaling you.
Yeah,
he understands all that.
It'd be great, like. Do you think at some point, you know, we talk about AI and some people have a doomsday vision of AI is going to take over the world and ruin everything.
Right, the Terminator scenario.
Yeah, yeah, like it's just going to robots.
Or the HAL 9000 scenario.
And others think, well, this could really be something really great. Do you think we'll get an AI that can interpret a dog's whining or other behave, you know, there are times when an animal is trying to communicate with you, like you see it trying to be like,
yes,
help me out here, I'm trying to speak to you,
or Timmy's in down fell down the well.
Yeah, like, do you think we'll get to that point with AI where we might be able to know what the animals want?
I do think that's on the table.
Yeah, like, that would be great.
Vocalizations of whales, dolphins,
yes,
birds. I think with enough processing power and enough recordings, I think you might be able to build up a rudimentary language for animals that would be available to the everyday person with some, like a Google Translate situation.
Yes, that like that.
I think that is possible. And I know from my own dog's behavior, especially Raymond, who pays more attention to television and will react to animals on the screen, especially dogs. If it's just sort of a canned dog sound.
Like a sound effect.
Yeah, like dogs barking, whatever. Less of a reaction. Visually, yes. But like, but if it's sort of a real, more real life, if the actual, you know, if it's a live programming or whatever.
Documentary that has a dog,
And the dog is actually speaking dog language, you get more of a reaction because they're actually saying something. It's not just a canned recording that is just gibberish, which sounded good for the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do think that that is possible.
Why do some dogs not react at all to dogs on television and other dogs will follow along to a TV show?
Yeah. Just the differences in the breeds, you know, if they're, you know, a Raymond is a terrier and they're much more alert and they're hunter killers. So that's more, you know, more, they're more bred for that, to pay attention to their surroundings and look for things and chase things. And other dogs are more just like, hey, I'm just hanging out. And, you know, like your golden retriever is going to be like, yeah, I don't care about that. I just want you to pet me and give me treats.
Yeah.
So I just the differences in the breeds.
The other funny thing is too, like sometimes dogs, even like if you, let's say you're away on a trip where we're at the Super Bowl and you call back home and your wife puts you on speakerphone, some dogs will react to that and others will no reaction.
Correct. Yeah.
Why?
Again, it's just the differences in the personality of each dog. And I think you're more likely to get a reaction from the hunting. Well, the labs are a hunting dog, but they're more just a retriever. They're not actually, you know, putting an animal at or keeping an animal at bay or actually hunting and killing them, or a guard dog certainly I think would be much more attentive. It's just the differences in the breed. I would say any terrier, any shepherd, any hound would be more likely to react.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
Okay, here's the second one.
All right.
Is this possible? And this has come up in the UFO documentaries and different things about the secret government programs, the CIA. And in fact, Jimmy Carter, I just heard the tape of this because this came up during an interview about the UFO documentary we were speaking of. There's a video of Jimmy Carter talking about using a remote viewer, a person who was trained in remote viewing and helped locate a downed airplane that went down in like a jungle that they could not find. And a remote viewer is a trained person who can sit in a room and think about the area where you've lost something and can somehow conjure up a visual of that area while in a remote place and can tell you where something is. Do you think that is possible?
More so than the sort of telepathy with animals, although you would ask why I make that distinction. I don't really know. Perhaps it's because it's the different species that are trying to communicate telepathically. But I do know after listening to Coast to Coast AM.
Oh, is he? Does he do remote viewers?
He talks about remote viewing, and I do believe that our military has investigated the using remote viewers for, you know, for spying or what have you. So I would say that there's probably a, you know, I'd have to look at their statistics if they ever made them available about does this actually work. I know some police sometimes use psychics, if you will, to help solve murders.
Where are missing people?
Or find the bodies.
Yeah.
So I would say there's probably a 25%, maybe even a 33% chance that there's something to that. Because we don't know everything about the brain. And with evolution, maybe some people have developed, you know, that ability has evolved over time. That telepathy is something that is going to happen in the natural course of human evolution. Because when you talk about the Greys or whatever aliens you want to talk about, oftentimes they're depicted as being able to communicate telepathically.
Yes.
So perhaps that is the next step in evolution of highly intelligent creatures. I would say that that's possible. I don't know the science of how, you know, a brain wave can be transmitted from one to the other. I don't know. But is it possible? I would say that is possible.
I wonder what the training program is like for that.
Yeah. What, for the remote viewing?
Yeah, for remote viewing.
Well, they maybe just demonstrated an ability and people sort of find out about it and then they're...
So it's nothing that they can... Like, they can train somebody who doesn't have the ability, but if you have the ability, they can get you to a point where you can concentrate more.
I would say that. And the evolution aspect of that is, you know that's what makes me think that might develop, if that's even something that's, like, possible. Like, I don't know the science of how a brain wave would be transmitted and picked up, or maybe we're always transmitting our thoughts and brainwaves, but only certain people have the receiver that has evolved in their brain. And maybe eventually that will become where most people have the receiver. Because, you know, there are radio waves are transmitted and picked up and decoded. So perhaps brainwaves could be as well.
Yeah, I do think there are people that believe in ghosts that can see them and others that do not.
Right, could be a similar thing where they can...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body.
The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
See the spirit world. And that, but there are very few who have that ability. But the question is, what is the evolutionary advantage? Is there one to that? Or is it just a random mutation that doesn't really favor that person to pass on those genes one way or the other? So then it maybe won't become a trait that everyone has if there's no evolutionary advantage to that.
Yeah.
And in terms of like being able to hear everybody's thoughts, if everyone could do that, that's bad news, because we have some dark thoughts, things that we don't say. Now, some people on the internet will say those dark thoughts.
They will.
Because they're anonymous. So there's, you know, they feel they're, you know, nobody can touch them. But if everyone could hear everything that everyone is thinking at every moment,
that'd be tough.
It's bad news.
Yeah. If you could have one of the abilities we discussed today, which would be being able to understand what an animal is asking, mm-hmm. or to be able to remote view something, which would you choose?
The animals.
Yeah, me too.
Just because I'm a dog, I have dogs. I love animals.
You didn't want to say dog owner because you don't want to be like you own them as if like they are their own.
I stopped myself.
You did.
Good catch.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable saying owner. It feels weird.
It does.
If you don't own a living, it's hard to say you own a living thing.
Yeah, it is. Unless it's like, even your lawn. I mean, I own my property.
You do own your property,
right?
There's
grass on the property and plants. So,
I'll sometimes say to my dog, you have to do this. I'm the master. I will say that sometimes.
Well, that's different. They're pack animals. They've grown up with evolved.
Yeah.
With a pack leader, mm-hmm. so that is something that's normal.
Yeah, I don't think she knows when I say I'm the master. You have to do what I say.
Based on your experience, I don't think she cares.
Doesn't sink in.
And perhaps the relationship might be reversed. If you really want to analyze it,
she's the master.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see in particular, New York City, where a dog walker has like 10 dogs on a leash.
And they're totally in control.
Unbelievable. Yeah, 10 impressive. Dogs and 10 from probably 10 different apartments in New York City.
And 10 different breeds, all different sizes.
Not one leash is taut.
Yep.
They're all loose leashes. Yep. Everyone's going along. Now, that is unbelievable.
Now, I'm sure that these dog walkers, first of all, they know their business. They are great animal communicators.
Yes.
And understand dog language. But I'm also sure that they have like their process of screening. Like if you have just a very rambunctious, neurotic, aggressive dog, they either won't do it or that dog gets walked by itself.
Yeah.
Or gets walked with, this other dog that it knows that it's cool with. but they have to go to places where they're not going to necessarily run into other dogs. But yeah, because you know, like some dogs, they see another dog and they, like my Raymond, he is very interested in, you know, other dogs and will, you know, people think he's nuts when he sees another dog. I have to sort of really short chain him. And he's not going to get into a fight or anything.
But he might playfully dive on them.
Yeah, no. Cooper is one who wants to say hello and is playful. But Raymond, he postures a lot. Like, hey, I'm tough. I'm this guy, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when it comes down to it, he is going to back down.
Oh, really?
If the other dog shows any, say, uh-uh, I'm the man. He'll be like, okay. And then he just wants to play.
I love when dogs meet because I picture it like, if this were a human interaction and not the butt sniffing.
Right.
I'm talking about like when a dog, and my dog is taller than a lot of dogs, mm-hmm. and my dog will go meet another dog on the street and they just are nose to nose and my dog is looking down on this dog just nose to nose and they're just...
Yeah.
And then it breaks off.
Yeah, dogs figure out that stuff within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, and far majority of the time, there's not going to be an issue. They could either ignore each other or play together, whatever it is. But in terms of like who's top dog and who's, you know, if there's going to be a fight, dogs settle that stuff quick.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you know, you have two dogs that are both aggressive and, you know, you can, most of the times one is going to back off. And, you know, there is a small percentage where they're going to fight and draw blood. You know, so you have to be ready to break that up. But most times, dogs just work that stuff out and said, oh, okay, you're top guy, let's play.
Yeah. Yeah, the bad thing is when a leash is involved a lot of times. Like
right.
Even like
correct.
Meeting on the street.
Yeah, doing this thing.
And yeah, because what happens is like, I would say like 99% of our dog interactions are good.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally what happens is if the other dog walker is not paying attention and the leash gets wrapped around near my dog, mm-hmm. she will panic if there's yep. like a, and then mm-hmm. then you might get a snap because
yes.
she feels trapped.
Of course, right. Something's not right here. And another thing, sometimes depending on how the dog was raised and what their history with food is, that, you know, the food bowl, if one guy finishes earlier and then goes once to check, that could be a problem.
That could be a problem, yeah. The food
but
situation.
But that's another level of stuff.
Yeah. Food.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up program. I did that with CeeLo.
You did.
I'll do it with CeeLo again tomorrow.
You will.
I will not see you until Monday.
Tuesday.
Damn it. Tuesday. I will see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to maybe miss out on the mukbang, but oh, great. I'm going to be able to.
You will be here for Tuesday mukbang.
For mukbang.
All right, we'll do the warm-up show now then.
Yeah, we will. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To all the podcast listeners and
yes.
YouTube watcher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The YouTube watcher.
Yes.
So!
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.